With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The deadline for a legislative solution to the DACA program may have passed, but that doesn't mean work on the plan has stopped. DACA recipients are now allowed to file for renewals of existing permits while the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reviews the White House decision to wind down the program. Representative Dan Newhouse says people who were either born here or brought to the U.S. by immigrant parents deserve some kind of certainty in their lives.
My work now is to continue to urge my colleagues to continue working towards a solution so that we can get this done as soon as we possibly can.
Newhouse says the DACA program has broad implications that directly affects over 18,000 people in Washington state alone.
Part of this whole issue related to immigration reform has to do with agricultural labor, which is in central Washington is at a critical point. And so I'm working very hard on that issue as well so that we can come up with some solutions that provide relief.
He says whether they are legal residents or not, a vast majority of them have done nothing themselves that deserves getting tossed aside.
I think that we need to include in this a way to be able to find a path forward to a legal residency, legal status, I guess is the better word for these young people. Many of them have known no other country.
He says it's important to get this done, but it's also important to make sure a legislative solution is done correctly.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.